Streaming now at abc.net.au/Brisbane.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
A new report says more than half of Australians over the age of 55 are open to the idea of downsizing. But what about you? Have you had enough of all the housework, too many rooms that you never use, and that much space that you really don't know what to do with it? But if you do like the idea of downsizing, how do you get everything you want to keep it to fit? So what would you give up? What would you have to give up or give away? And what would the right sized home look like? Joe Walker's an interior designer and a regular guest here on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland on a Friday afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
So downsizing, Joe, is it something that the over 55s are really looking at nowadays?
I think they are, but I think they fall into two groups. There are those who throw their hands up in horror and say, no, not me. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to do it. And then there are the ones who want to do it, but they have to find the way, whether they can actually find the perfect property to do it in. And when they find it, how are they actually going to cull? Mm.
So is it often a case when you make that decision to move on, move house, that they'll think about, okay, well, now's the time if you've been living in one place all your life, say Brisbane, and you think, right, now's the time to choose the coast or maybe Hervey Bay or go further up north and enjoy the sunshine. Is that the time when they'll do that, do you think?
I think if you're going to do that, you've got to start the planning early.
Mm-hmm.
I think the report saying over 55s probably is the right time to start thinking about it. It's all very well to think I'm going to do it when I'm 75, but
yep.
It takes time to do this sort of thing. So you've got to start making your plans.
What do you think the main obstacles to downsizing are?
It's our, I want to call it emotional clutter. It's mm-hmm. the actual clutter that you have in your life that you just can't get rid of. What are you going to do with your three dinner sets, your two lots of good cutlery, your crystal glasses, your 26 coffee cups, when you're moving into a two or one bedroom apartment or a small tiny house? So you've got to actually give things away, and we're so emotionally attached to them that it's difficult to do.
It really is, especially if you have things that were heirlooms or something like that. Even if you don't use them, where are you going to store them when you go from a five-bedroom house to a two-bedroom house?
So I think it's around that time that you've got to start. Why do you keep your things until you die to give to your family? I think you should be passing them on and saying, here's the junk, you take care of it now, I've done my bit.
Yeah, well, the Swedish call this death cleaning. And it's dostudning is a new pre-death decluttering trend. And that's what they do.
So Swedish.
They either get rid of it or they give it to family and say, here, you have it, because they are moving into a smaller place. So with this downsizing, how do you do it well?
I think the first thing is you've got to bite the bullet. You've got to decide it's for you, and you've got to decide you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Then once you've done it and you've started to cull and you end up with the small kernel, the sort of what you really need to keep your true treasures, then it's a case of having to use your space wisely.
Mm-hmm.
And it all comes down to storage, multi-purposing of rooms. In the same report, they were saying that retirees wanted rooms where they had to have a guest room for when the kids came to stay, or the grandkids. They had to have a study or a hobby room. They had to have this. They had to have that. It can all be done in the same room.
Mm.
You know,
well,
with some clever planning.
Yeah. And that's it. And there are so many storage options now at multiple stores that it's really not hard to get somebody to help you out in terms of how to use the space to its best effect.
Yep. I was going to say, besides the storage aspect too, you have to look at the long term. You know, it's expensive to move. It's emotionally difficult to do this sort of thing. So if you're going to move and you're going to downsize, it should be your final move. You don't want to do something and buy this amazing house or apartment that is not going to work for you when you're 75 or 80 and your hips are gone, you know, and your mobility's not there, and you might need a wheelchair around the house. You can't step into the bath anymore to have a shower. You have to have a walk-in shower.
Yes.
Your halls have to be wider. You have to have grip rails. And then you go through the whole thing again about whether or not you have to move yet again when you've already done it.
And
you thought it was complete?
Well, this is it. I see a lot of townhouses going up across Queensland when new developments are being done. And I just think, well, you know, there's just a group of people who are never going to be able to live there long term.
I think the developers are still, they're not so much developing for the elderly, for the retirees. They're still doing it for young families or married couples.
Yeah, or even singles.
Or even singles. And then you start to think, oh, well, do I have to live in a over 55s community or do I have to move into a nursing home? And it's not really what people want. They want their own homes.
Yeah. So with that one room, what would be your suggestions for people who are thinking about this? And, you know, they want to keep it small, but, you know.
I think if you've got that extra room that has to be the multi-purpose room, then you don't particularly need a bed. If someone's coming to stay, you could have a sofa bed or a futon. You could have a Murphy bed that you pull down from the wall. And utilise storage, you know, a whole wall of cupboards where you can put things away. Go to your big box stores, your Swedish store, and find all those bits that everything has a home. And things are there for a reason and there's a place for them.
And what about that idea that people would have had, you know, maybe a living room and a separate kitchen? A lot of the new housing, and even some of the old one, if you're going to an apartment, for example, they're open plan now. So you're usually putting the kitchen with a lounge room. Is that a big change for people?
I think we're getting used to it more and more. I think a lot of people are living in open plan as it is before they make the decision to downsize. So I think it's mainly, once again, about having a place for everything and everything in its place and just have fun with it.
Yeah.
And get the clutter out of your life.
Do we have to do the, you know, the Marie Kondo? Just look at something and go, is it giving me joy or is it just something someone gave me and I have no attachment to it
Mind
anymore?
You, I don't think I'd bother having 20 pairs of underpants all perfectly folded and stacked vertically. I think I'd probably downsize to 7.
There is that. The clothing thing is a whole nother ball game,
yeah,
isn't
it? It's another topic, isn't it?
Yeah. But I like that idea. You know, some people will put stuff in a box, and if you don't want anything from it for 12 months, you just chuck it. Don't even worry about what was in it. Just throw it.
Don't even open it.
You haven't thought about it. You haven't used it. Just let it go. Yeah. So that might be a way in the future of doing exactly that. Jo Walker, thank you so much. Good to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Jo Walker, interior designer and regular guest here on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland on a Friday afternoon.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.